Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Fielding around first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
McGaffey breaking free, has a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of 22 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open!
Here's Frank Cusimano, live from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
You know, I've been using the expression heaven on earth a lot lately, describing the job at Channel 5, describing our time at the spa place the other day. But today, we really are heaven on earth. We are at a McBride and Son display home, 16903 Bottle Brush Court. We're in Chesterfield, 16903 Bottle Brush Court in Chesterfield. And we are at one of the most magnificent homes we've ever been in. In fact, even if you're not in the market for a home, you should come by here today. They're open till 6 o'clock, serving cookies, by the way. And you're going to see one of the most beautiful homes you've ever seen. They have the this island Cambria. It kind of looks like marble, but it's like more elegant. And it's beautiful white cabinet kitchen. They have a massive game room upstairs. They have a see-through fireplace in the bedroom where while you're in the bathroom, you can see the fireplace. And while you're in the bedroom, you can see the fireplace. They have closets bigger than houses. It's on a half acre in Chesterfield. It is absolutely spectacular. And by the way, if you buy a new McBride & Son home now through December 31st, you can pick your present. You can choose between an iPad Pro, a 56-inch 4K TV, that would look good out on the hot tub area, or a $750 Best Buy gift card. Pick your present, plus receive huge year-end savings on inventory homes. See McBride's website for details. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Winning Streak Listener Line, 855-282-8255. Lions Choice Text Line, that same number. We also have Rankin Jordan as one of our loyal sponsors. They are the innovative leaders in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Good guest list today. H. Balzer talking football at 10:30. 11 o'clock, our superstar interview of the week, the Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr., who was in town about a week ago for the Musio Awards. And at 11:30, Dan Cordes from the Foundry Group, trying to play a role in the MLS in St. Louis, will join us. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. And we begin with the soccer story. Talk to a lot of people very directly involved in the MLS saga in St. Louis. Talk to some of them in person, some of them on camera, some on the phone, and some texting. Now, if you listen to the Foundry people, well, you think, hold on. The SCSTL group says they need $80 million for a portion of the stadium. The Foundry group says, well, we have the money. Taxpayers won't have to pay for it. It works. It sounds perfect. Besides, who knows what's going to happen with the vote? I mean, you may need private money. But I don't think it really works that way. No, I don't. First of all, the SCSTL group have been meticulously put together for a long time. There is chemistry and there is cash and there's a history of success and there are true St. Louisans with some great soccer heritage involved in that group. They impressed the MLS. They absolutely impressed the MLS. The MLS is only dealing with them. And then we have the Foundry Group. The SCSTL Group, they don't even know who the investors are in the Foundry Group. And you have to ask yourself this. Does the Foundry Group coming in and saying, well, we can come up with the $80 million, affect the vote? Will people say, well, I'm not going to vote yes because the other group says they're going to pay for it, so I'm not going to vote for a tax increase? So are they affecting the actual voting process? And let's face it, the Foundry Group is doing this because they want influence and power in the franchise. But the other group is already set. They have a history of, you know, running some soccer groups, too. They have a history of running some professional sports groups, too. The SCSTL group doesn't want any part of this. They don't want to deal with the Foundry Group. Now, the question is, what happens if the vote fails? They're smart guys, and they're going to have to work extremely hard on this. In fact, Jim Cavanaugh and the group met with the mayor yesterday. So stay tuned. Drama coming. It's St. Louis. It's about a sports franchise. You know it's going to the wire. Now, Tony Messenger from the Post-Dispatch was on The Morning After, and he gave us a thought on how the Board of Aldermen will react to the Foundry offer.
I think the Alderman's going to raise questions. If I'm the Board of Aldermen, I invite the Foundry Group in to talk to us as well. But the key now is the ownership group is going to have to resolve this problem because it's out there. And whether it's real or not, the perception is now out there that there's $80 million available and the taxpayer investment isn't needed. And so that's a serious political problem for the ownership group to have to deal with. I would suggest there's a way for them to deal with it. And step number one is sit down and meet with the Foundry Group.
And here's what here's how the group feels about the Foundry Group. That based on their questionable approach and history of shooting from the hip, they're not going to partner with a group like this. Because let's face it, you're not going to partner with a group you don't have trust in. And this may have an effect on the vote. So stay tuned. All right, lap two. College basketball. 3 years ago, Mizzou and SLU were both in the NCAA tourney. That's not that long ago. Now we have a week where one loses to North Carolina Central and the other loses to Samford. Now, keep in mind, when I said that name Samford, that didn't have a T in it, okay? That wasn't Stanford. That was Samford out of Birmingham, Alabama. Sam freaking Ford. Fred G. Samford. Samford, 68-64. And let me tell you something, folks. It wasn't an upset. They led the entire game. SLU made a late run to make it close. No upset. Better team won. They were coached, by the way, by Scott Padgett. Yesterday on the sidelines, you had two former great Kentucky players. Scott Padgett, who was on the 1999 National Championship team, and Travis Ford coaching SLU. They're going to be special one day, St. Louis University. Make no mistakes. Help is on the way. They're going to be great. That will be a valuable ticket one day. I see the transfers in practice. I know the high school players coming. But right now, it's not good, and the attendance was rough last night. They announced 4,900. Don't think so. As for Mizzou and their attendance, well, it was rough the other night, according to Dave Matter.
Oh, I'd say maybe half of that. I mean, Missouri embellishes those numbers. It's pretty obvious.
So you're thinking only 2,000 were there to watch a Division I game?
If that. I mean, I don't know how many people were in the suite. People go sit in those, and so the seats look empty. Instead of sitting down in the seats, I mean, maybe 3,000, but not many at all. I mean, the lower section, the lower bowls themselves were pretty empty. There weren't many students there at all either.
Well, we can say congratulations to Illinois. They picked up a nice win over North Carolina State last night. Malcolm Hill had 22. The pride of Belleville East has had a wonderful career. So Illinois may be the best of this group, at least for this season. All right, lap three. Baseball free agency. John Jay, $8 million. Two homers and 26 RBIs in an injury-plagued season. Good work if you can find it. Hey, John Jay's a good man. Married a St. Louis girl, lives here full-time, and he's a winning player. He was a part of a lot of very good Cardinal teams. But wow, $8 million for John Jay. So it means the Dexter Fowler era is over in Chicago. And Jay is likely going to get the majority of the at-bats in center, at least initially, for the Cubs. Now, if the Cardinals counter with Fowler, well, you're better than the Cubs in center field. Now, ask yourself this. How many other positions are the Cardinals better than the Cubs as we speak? First base, second base, shortstop, third, Schwarber in left. So only right field, Piscotty is better than Hayward. There's another spot, so two. And then let's give the edge to Yachty, who had a terrific season, over Montero and Contreras. So if you sign Fowler and they have Jay, you're better there. You're better in right field and you're better at catcher. So you're better at three spots. Your bullpen could be better, too, if you lose Chapman. If they lose Chapman, your bullpen is likely better. And who knows about the starting pitching and the aging Cubs and the emerging Cardinals? I mean, could you be better at three spots and have a better bullpen and maybe a better starting staff? I don't know. I don't know if you could say they could have a better starting staff based on what we saw last year. But they're getting old. One day, John Lackey's going to be too old to pitch. Likewise for John Lester. And one day, there's a reasonable chance that Reyes is going to be a star. And who knows, maybe Carlos Martinez is going to be a Cy Young candidate. Anyway, the question of the day, of the week, is will Dexter Fowler be a Cardinal? Phil Rogers, MLB.com, joined us yesterday on the topic.
Fowler is a very good two-way player. And then to boot, to take a guy away from the Cubs, and I think the Cubs would like to have him back, but he's there for somebody to prevent that from happening if they were to give him a long enough contract offer. I don't think the Cubs are going to bid the last dollar to try to bring Dexter Fowler back. He's a little bit older for a free agent, but he's shown no regression. So I think putting Fowler in center field would be an excellent move for the Cardinals.
Plus, Fowler is a good guy in the clubhouse. A little charisma, a little leadership. Yeah, that would help in that Cardinal clubhouse as we speak. But there are rumors, I should say, that Dexter Fowler does not want to play for Mike Matheny. Who knows? Who knows if they're true or not? All I know is the baseball winter meetings are scheduled to begin Sunday in Washington, D.C. I'll be there Monday. Now, that's if there's not a collective bargaining situation that could erupt here. I mean, there's a chance that baseball operations could be shut down and the baseball winter meetings really wouldn't, there would be no impact at all. Lap four. Colin Kaepernick. You know, first of all, I want to say, not a bad player. Getting better each week. I don't think he's ever going to be the star that Ron Jaworski once predicted. But on a better team, he's probably a fine quarterback. So he decided to kneel during the anthem to protest what he didn't like about this country. He also put his money where his mouth was and agreed to donate about $1 million to his cause. So I completely disagree with any disrespect at all during the national anthem. But he has the right to do it. But then he does this interview with Armando Seguero with the Miami Herald after Fidel Castro died. And listen to how he defends Castro and the comparison he makes.
I'm not talking about Fidel Castro and his oppression. I'm talking about Malcolm X and what he's done for people.
No, I realize you're not talking about it because it's
uncomfortable. One thing that Fidel Castro did do is they have the highest literacy rate because they invest more in their education system than they do in our prison system, which we do not do here, even though we're fully capable of doing that.
He also did something that we do not do here. He broke up families. He took over a country again without any, you know, justice and without any elections.
We do break up families here. That's what mass incarceration is. That was the foundation of slavery, so our country has been based on that, as well as the genocide of Native Americans.
Hmm. How about that? Can you believe this guy? Let me tell you something. I read a piece today that estimated that Fidel Castro was responsible from anywhere between 10,000 to 100,000 people dying because they didn't agree with them. So don't ever compare a psychotic, cold-blooded killer who would end your life if you simply disagreed with him to the justice system in the United States that incarcerates criminals. The irony is that if that man that Kaepernick is speaking so glowingly about was in charge when Kaepernick was staging his protest, well, Castro likely would have killed Colin Kaepernick. Because if you disagreed with Fidel, you died. Kaepernick can disagree with our country and make $100 million is playing a game he loves. Yeah, I don't agree with the people that say anything glowing about Castro, because that butt that he killed hundreds, or you know, he killed tens of thousands of people because they disagreed with him, that's a large butt. I think Colin Kaepernick should probably stay out of world politics discussions from here on out. Lap five. So you are preparing to play against the best coach of all time. So you are preparing to play against the best quarterback of all time. And you're also preparing to become the all-time losingest coach in NFL history. And you are doing it probably more distracted than a five-year-old at a toy store. The Eric Dickerson saga is the only story that's interesting about the Los Angeles Rams. And Jeff Fisher is going back. And I didn't say that. I said that. And let me tell you something. This thing is so big that even Snoop Dogg has weighed in on the topic of Jeff Fisher.
I'm listening to this about the Rams, how they came at Eric Dickerson. You sorry, mother. That's why the y'all not winning. How the f*** is y'all gonna do one of y'all greats like that? Eric Dickerson is a Ram great. He should be given all access, but y'all want to let celebrities on the sideline and do what we want to do, and we don't have to do with the organization. I don't even give a f*** about the Rams, but y'all gave me all kind of passes and let me move around and all kind of shit. But y'all want to disrespect Eric Dickerson. Coach need to go. He's sorry as f***. He don't know how to coach. He ain't won. He ain't gonna win. He need to go. Period. You disrespect Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson is a great. It ain't about him being a Ram. He's a great, a Hall of Famer. He deserves all access at the Coliseum. So says Snoop.
Good work on the beeps, Brian. Thank you for keeping our show and careers alive. Good work. I don't know how Fisher can survive. I mean, you've already lost the fan base. You've lost the celebrity base. I think it's actually more intriguing to see what happens to the lying, loyal soldier named Kevin Demoff. I mean, because he's not directly responsible for them going 5-11. Yeah, I guess he is. But I imagine he keeps his job. I mean, who would you want making the hire on a new coach more than Kevin Demoff, that astute football observer who's made so many great moves over the years? But any reasonable human being with a brain would say the following. Okay, 13 consecutive non-winning seasons. Likely a 5-11 season this year. We are cleaning house. Everybody is gone. Demoff, Snead, Fisher, Williams, you're all done. And, you know, I kind of like Snead a little bit. But let's face it, if he's making these Greg Robinson draft picks and signing Brian Quick, he's got to go too. They all have to go. The problem is, and I want to bring this up to all of our listeners right now, and I'd love a response on this. And you can text us on the Lions Choice text lines at 855-282-8255. The problem is, if they all go, will we be as passionate about them losing? You know? I mean, let's say they actually hire a likable coach. Or something really crazy happens and they hire, like, Mike Martz. I could never root against Mike Martz. I mean, it's not happening, but let's just say they hired a guy who's not a bad guy and a good coach, and they hire some good people. Can we root against them as much? I guess if Kevin Demoff is there and Stan Kroenke is the owner, we can. But it won't be quite the same if Fisher and Snead and Demoff are gone. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. Never a good thing for the city when you read that Mike Shannon and the Cardinals have a conflict over the building he owns. You don't want your parents to fight. You don't want the Cardinals Hall of Famer and the Cardinals to be arguing either. Tiger gonna tee it up in the Bahamas. Love it. Hope he plays great. Don't care what he did in the past. He's one of the most compelling athletes of all time. I want him to be great again. Your thoughts. By the way, Friday, we're going to have our roundtable. Jay Delsing is going to be with us on the roundtable, a man who's teed it up, I imagine, against Tiger and knows him a little bit. He'll be with Andy Strickland. Chuck Tuna will be headed to the Onion Horton funeral on Friday. Do you really think that this college football playoff could end up pitting Michigan against Ohio State? There's still a slight chance of that happening in one semifinal. It's possible, but I will say a long shot. Brad Beal, the Chaminade great, actually really playing well lately. He's doing something extremely good for our community, and he's really a good guy. St. Louis Eagles, one of the great organizations in terms of AAU basketball in the country. Brad Beal is going to take over the organization and be like the owner, be the money guy, have an active role in the organization. He played for them, great player for them. Really cool when a guy like Brad Beal wants to give back to young St. Louis basketball players. All right, those are my thoughts. Let's hear yours. Soccer in St. Louis. What do you think? Is Foundry going to get in the way here? Snoop Dogg trashing the Rams. Gotta love it. Colin Kaepernick praising Fidel Castro. Just gushing about that high literacy rate. Oh, yes, that makes him a great man. College basketball in the area. How bleak can it get? All right, if you'd like to be a part of the program, the Lions Choice text lines are open, and if you're looking for a great place for lunch, why not sample the finest roast beef sandwiches in the St. Louis area? They've been around for 50 years. They have 25 locations. The new locations, Rock Hill and Wentzville. And I'm telling you, you just can't get any better than a medium rare seasoned roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice with that buttery bun. Low in fat, yes. Low in price and high in taste. We will take a short timeout. Great guest list today. Superstar interview of the week, Cal Ripken Jr. H. Balzer is going to join us. We'll talk with the Foundry soccer people, too. We're broadcasting live from 16903 Battle Brush Court in Chesterfield. Come look at one of the most beautiful homes in St. Louis. We'll be right back.